From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Prosecutors at the International Criminal Court at The Hague say Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi and his inner circle, including some of his sons, will be investigated for possible crimes against humanity in connection with Libya's violent crackdown on demonstrators. Prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo says the court is putting the Libyan leadership on notice that if forces under its command commit crimes, the leaders could be criminally responsible. The warning comes as Libyan warplanes have attacked the rebel-controlled port city of Brega for a second straight day. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is there and says rebel forces are bolstering their defense of the city.
We've seen the town of Brega being reinforced this morning with the anti-Gaddafi rebels. There are hundreds of them here. They brought in machinery, weapons to defend the city from further assault. The battle for the city is still very much present here, although there are no pro-Gaddafi forces left in the city.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Brega. Tens of thousands of people are trying to escape the violence in Libya by crossing the border into Tunisia. A crowd of evacuees jammed a bus at a border crossing today. Egyptian national Mohamed Juma says he's relieved to have made it into Tunisia.
At last, I'll see my family. After many days of suffering and boring and many things.
The UN is warning of a growing humanitarian crisis along the border. In Ivory Coast, thousands of people have been fleeing areas around the country's commercial capital, where fighting is raging between police loyal to the country's president and rebels who support his opponent, who is internationally regarded as the winner of last fall's election there. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton says hostility towards Americans and Europeans appears to be on the rise.
Mounting international pressure on the disputed Ivorian leader Laurent Gbagbo to step down as president has mobilized his followers. Many young pro-Gbagbo supporters are manning checkpoints in the commercial capital Abidjan and harassing foreigners and those perceived to oppose Gbagbo. Most world and African leaders have recognized Gbagbo's political rival Alassane Ouattara as president-elect and winner of November's vote. Meanwhile, water and electricity have been cut off in northern Ivory Coast, a pro-Ouattara stronghold controlled by former rebels vowing to topple Gbagbo. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
The Labor Department says the productivity of American workers increased in the last quarter of 2010 and for the whole year was up nearly 4%. That's the biggest rise in 8 years. But economists expect the growth in productivity to ease back this year as companies reach the limit on how much they can squeeze out of existing employees. The Labor Department also says today the number of people filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits declined last week to a nearly three-year low. That further boosts hopes of a pickup in hiring this year. This is NPR News from Washington. Authorities in New Zealand have halted the search for survivors from the powerful earthquake that hit the city of Christchurch last month. The country's Civil Defense Emergency Management Chief John Hamilton says while 70 people have been rescued, no new survivors have been found for more than a week now, and there's virtually no chance that anyone could still be alive under the rubble.
The operation in the central business district of Christchurch is to transition from the searching for survivors to recovering those who have lost their lives.
Search crews have already recovered 161 bodies, but about 200 other people are still missing. BP is blocking bonus payments to executives who were responsible for the company's operations in the Gulf of Mexico during last year's massive oil spill. Former CEO Tony Hayward is among those not getting a bonus. And Larry Miller in London says the current BP CEO, Bob Dudley, has decided to forego his bonus as well.
Though Dudley receives a pay raise of $425,000 for taking on the top role. Accompanying the report to shareholders on BP's website, Dudley apologized for the deepwater disaster.
Our response is ongoing. I want to underline that BP will continue to meet its commitments in the Gulf Coast region.
BP will pay bonuses totaling nearly $400,000 to two executives who met their divisional targets and were not linked to the Gulf of Mexico blowout. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The Army has charged Bradley Manning, the private who's suspected of leaking more than a quarter of a million classified documents to the WikiLeaks group, with aiding the enemy. That charge can carry the death sentence. Manning is being held at a Marine Corps facility in Virginia. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support